This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we start today with the state's burgeoning marijuana industry. Massachusetts envisioned it as a chance to create real economic equity in the state. Now, a business called STEM, which holds an economic empowerment license, is suing the city of Haverhill over a set of fees that have proven deeply controversial in the process of licensing marijuana businesses. So at issue is something called a host community agreement. These are agreements between a marijuana business and the community in which they operate. And they include an agreed upon fee, which the marijuana retailer pays to the city or town, to reimburse for increased costs the town might incur given the presence of legal marijuana. So think more municipal services. Critics say that cities and towns can ask for exorbitant fees without proving that they really need them. And that is what STEM says Haverhill has done. At stake in one of these agreements, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. Excuse me. Joining us now to discuss is Caroline Pino, founder and owner of STEM. Caroline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana.
So I want to ask you first, how much do you owe the city of Haverhill? How much is at stake in this case?
Our first estimated 12 months in operation is due at the end of May, and we have escrowed approximately $400,000 to cover that fee.
And can you tell us, I know that in these agreements, you can be required to pay up to 3% of sales. Can you tell us what percentage of your sales you agreed to with Haverhill?
We initially agreed to up to 3% in our host community agreement, and we fully expected then and fully expected now that those impacts would be documented by the city of Haverhill and that they would be public record. Those fees have not yet been documented by the city. We have not seen any receipts for what these, you know, alleged impacts have been. And all we're asking is that the city of Haverhill be transparent at what those actual impacts have been and provide us with the documentation as they are required to by law.
Okay, so the law requires the impact fees, here's the language, quote, bear some reasonable relation to the cost of providing municipal services or other benefits, unquote. So what is the city offering as explanation for its need for the fees and how they're going to use them?
They have provided a generic letter, kind of catch-all statement that because of marijuana's establishment's presence in the city, that they have, you know, a need to be reimbursed for parking infrastructure, increased drug use amongst teens, specifically in schools, increased domestic violence issue, anxiety, depression, particularly in schools, a social worker to accompany the police department. They said that all of their municipal departments have had a significant increase across the board, and they are seeking repayment for these alleged impacts. And we are happy to cover whatever impact is presented to us, provided that the fee is reasonably related to our operations and that it's backed up by the documentation as required
by
the law.
And that's the issue, right, Caroline? That's the issue in the suit, is that there is a lack of provided documentation. Okay. So we reached out to the city of Haverhill about this suit. They provided us a statement. I'm going to read you some of it. Quote, simply stated, this is a matter of honoring the contractual obligations made when a particular applicant sought and was granted permission to open a marijuana business in our community. We are confident that the courts will require them to live up to the agreements they entered into. The marijuana business is an extremely lucrative business. We see no reason why this company should not have to pay what they agreed to pay, end quote. As I understand it, you did agree to pay a community impact fee, and I understand you agreed on a percent of sales. So what is your response to that statement?
My response is we pay tens of thousands of dollars to the city each month in sales taxes. I don't think it's unreasonable to request that the city comply with the law if it's seeking additional money through impact fees. Accountability works both ways. They want us to be accountable for the full 3%, yet they don't want to be accountable regarding the documentation, regarding what the law demands. An agreement cuts both ways, and they need to follow the law.
When were they due to provide you documentation according to the agreement?
We have been requesting the documentation since last July, and that's a obligation that I'm required as a licensee by the Cannabis Control Commission in the state of Massachusetts to request of my municipality for my license renewal, which occurred last fall in 2020. We never received a response from the city. We heard back from the state that they would like us to provide an update within 90 days. We again requested the information back in January from the city. Again, there was no response. And then at the end of February, I did receive notification from the city that they were seeking the money. But again, there was no documentation, just a catch-all statement that they have seen an impact without any substantiation as to what that was.
So, Caroline, we know that this has been controversial, these impact fees and the sort of the agreements that companies are making with cities and towns as part of the host agreement process. Are you suing just for you, or do you see this as part of a larger battle? For context, we spoke with former Cannabis Control Commissioner Shalene Title today, who said, quote, "I'm glad to see these practices being challenged and that they will be reviewed by a court because they are astonishing. My guess is that the only reason that so many municipalities have been able to act this brazenly for so long is because potential applicants feared retaliation if they challenged these practices," end quote. Are you on your own here or representing an industry, and are you afraid of retaliation?
I never let fear get in my way. Am I nervous? Did I take this position lightly? Absolutely not. I never want to, get on the wrong side of my community. At the same time, I'm proud to take a stand against unlawful demands by the city. And if it helps bring attention to the entire subject of unfair payments, then I'll be gratified. I hope the legal action in Haverhill helps state lawmakers focus on this issue and address the lack of documentation being produced by communities. And if it helps shed a light on insufficient compliance with the law around impact fees in other communities, then I'm happy to do it. I think it's important for our industry to really say enough is enough.
That is Caroline Pino, who is founder and owner of STEM, a marijuana shop in Haverhill. Caroline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tiziana.
So listening to that conversation was WBUR reporter Zeninjor Enwemeka. Zeninjor, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana.
This is a story, these issues of fees that you followed for a long time. What stuck out to you from what you just heard?
Yeah, well, I mean, these fees have been a huge source of frustration for the cannabis industry and those trying to get in who say the fees are just too high and really just stretch the limits of the law. This issue actually came up before the Cannabis Control Commission a while back, but the commission said it didn't have the regulatory power to do anything about them. Now, the CCC asked the legislature for that authority and the House approved a bill to do that last year, but the Senate didn't take it up. So there are many folks in the cannabis industry who have hoped for some type of legal challenge, which hasn't happened until now.
So let's dig into the frustration. Why are these host community agreements so contentious?
Yeah, so marijuana companies have to go through a local approval process to operate in a city or town, which results in what's called a host community agreement. Those agreements contain these community impact fees, and by law, those fees can be up to 3% of the company's gross revenue and are supposed to be reasonably related to mitigating any sort of detrimental impacts of that business. But many have said that cities are demanding far more than what's allowed under the law.
So now you know the legislature did not provide the Cannabis Control Commission with the authority to work on this that they wanted. You're talking about the complaints that these are strong fees that are maybe going too far. Tell us what we know about how these host agreements play out on the ground in action.
Yeah, well, WBUR reviewed dozens of these agreements and found that some had minimum fees of $150,000 or more instead of a percentage of sales. Now, that analysis was back in 2018, so it gives you a sense of how long this has been an issue. And in 2019, Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa was charged with allegedly extorting more than $600,000 in bribes from four marijuana businesses. Now, asking for bribes is obviously illegal and a bit different than a fee in an agreement, but it really shows how much power and leverage cities and towns have over these marijuana businesses. There's even an ongoing federal investigation that's looking into these host community agreements.
So covering this today, Zeninjor, reminds me that legal marijuana is still a really new industry, and Massachusetts' quest to make it an equitable industry is still in formation. We're watching investment, regulations, norms develop. What are the big things you're watching for going forward, over and above even the outcome of this case?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll continue to watch how the regulatory environment takes shape moving forward. And, you know, I am certainly interested to see what happens with this particular lawsuit and what the potential impact of it could be on other cities and towns if it's successful. And even if it's not, I do wonder if we'll see more legal action or some sort of traction around regulating these host community agreements further.
That is WBUR reporter Zaninjor Enwemeka. Thanks for the time today.
Sure. Thanks, Tiziana.